I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. A majority of Christians accept Christ between the ages of 4 and 14, a critical age window for ministry.
But within China, that age group is restricted from evangelism because of policies of the Communist Party.
Kurt Rovenstein works with Bibles for China. Before the 2016 restrictions, the group's outreach included children. Now, all children's ministry in China is illegal, putting pastors in a bind.
They have to put them in a different room because the eyes of the government are upon them. They don't do evangelism in that room. They just basically babysit.
In response to legal limitations, Bibles for China is printing and distributing Chinese children's Bibles among the diaspora. Learn more about how you can pray and be involved by visiting missionnews.org. And why do we binge shows? Great visual stories have a way of pulling us in. That same power of storytelling is now being used to share the greatest story ever told, the gospel. And with tech advancements, the medium of film as a missions tool can go even further today. Jeff Peters with the Jesus Film Project says the ministry's latest work, Jesus 2025, is an animated reimagining of the original Jesus film.
We truly believe it's the next iteration of helping people to immerse themselves in the gospel message. Through this film, we'll be actually able to allow people to immerse themselves through virtual reality technology, augmented reality technologies, and ultimately creating an animated telling of the Gospels.
Connect with the Jesus Film Project's updates and support this work at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.